News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Apple says it will fight the antitrust lawsuit filed by the Justice Department and 16 states, saying the accusations that it created an illegal monopoly in the smartphone market are wrong on the facts and law. ABC News contributor Jack Date says the court battle won't be quick.
This has been years in the making, and resolving this could take many, many more years. Apple is an absolute colossus in the tech world, and bringing the suit to some sort of conclusion is not going to happen anytime soon.
Effective today, the judge in the civil fraud trial against Donald Trump has imposed a monitor over the Trump Organization to oversee the financial books and large transfers. Donald Trump facing a Monday deadline to post a nearly $500 million bond as he appeals the judgment. In Idaho, the manhunt for the escaped prisoner in Boise and his accomplice continues for a second day. The suspect shot and injured officers while an inmate was returning from a local hospital. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A one-time associate of former Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani is accusing Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson of spreading misinformation about President Biden's family at the Russian government's behest.
So when the media was getting skeptical, the plan was to have a U.S. Senator, Ron Johnson, to push that disinformation even further.
Correct.
Lev Parnas testifying at Biden's impeachment hearing yesterday. Johnson's office says the claim is baseless. A new poll shows Donald Trump with a 3-point lead over President Biden among Wisconsin voters. The survey was done by Emerson College Polling and The Hill. Trump's lead is within the poll's margin of error. The same voters give Senator Tammy Baldwin a 3-point lead over Eric Hovde. That's 4 points closer than last month. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Duluth City Council will introduce a resolution calling for a permanent ceasefire in Gaza. The move comes following pressure from the community to introduce the resolution, joining a number of other city councils across the country calling for an end to the violence in the region. The city council is scheduled to discuss the resolution at Thursday's agenda session, and a vote on it could come as soon as next week. The resolution was sponsored by Azrin Awal, Wendy Durwachter, and Mike Mayu. One Prevea clinic in the Chippewa Valley may remain open thanks to Rusk County. Officials say the county is working to buy the Prevea clinic in Ladysmith from HSHS, which it plans to rent out to Oakleaf Medical Network. The clinic is slated to close in about a month, along with a number of other facilities and two hospitals. Oakleaf Medical Network has been exploring the possibility of turning the two hospital properties in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, which will close this week, into independent community hospitals. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The Celtics beat the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Boston Celtics controlled the game and held out to the end to beat the Bucks last night in Boston, 122-19. Doc Rivers says the game had some teaching moments.
We had a lot of self-inflicted wounds tonight with turnovers, offensive rebounds, bad possessions. But all of those are great things for us, like to watch film and to learn and get better. So this is a really good learning opportunity for us, is the way I look at it.
Tonight, the Bucks host the Nets. NCAA tournament. The Badgers are in Brooklyn to face James Madison University tomorrow night. Tip off at 8:40. It's been 2 years since the Badgers got into the tournament when Chucky Hepburn suffered a serious injury to his left ankle in that game against Iowa State.
Yeah, that was definitely hard, you know, going out like that and not being able to fight out there with my brothers. You know, definitely tough, but we hope to make a long run in this tournament. So, you know, we got to do whatever we got to do to get our bodies right.
That's the Badgers' Chucky Hepburn. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
The calm before the storm. Clouds begin to thicken and snow chances start to move in after 10 p.m. The heaviest hit of snow will be overnight into early tomorrow morning. It'll start to lighten up and scatter out as we go through Friday afternoon, leaving us with around 2 to 5 inches. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 27.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
These two referendum that you will see on your April 2nd ballot. What is it that Republicans are after here? You cut funding for local elections. You restrict the hours. You restrict early voting. You intimidate and scare election workers so droves of them are quitting. I wonder where all of this is heading.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Coming up Friday on Matt Nair On Air, it's time to recombobulate. Dan Schaefer will join us from the recombobulation area. Don't miss it.
Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK.
Amory's radio station.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. And streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is now 6 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock on Thursday, March 21st, 2024. Welcome into hour number two of the big program. Overcast skies here high atop State Street, block off the Capitol Square in the capital city. Looking for several inches of snow across much of Wisconsin for later tonight into tomorrow. A lot of it's going to happen kind of overnight into the morning commute ain't going to be a joy. I can tell you that right now. So leave some extra time. Looking for it in Milwaukee area, north of Milwaukee, maybe anywhere 4 to 8 inches of snow over to Madison, 3 to 7. So kind of that whole swath from Dane County, Madison over to Milwaukee area. That's going to be the biggest band of snow. Then going out from there, lesser amounts, kind of the 2 to 5 is kind of one of the big winners. 2 to 5 inches, anywhere from southwest Wisconsin, Boscobel, Richland Center, up to Wisconsin Dells, Waupaca, Fond du Lac, Oshkosh, Green Bay, also 2 to 4 inches, Wausau, 2 to 5, Eau Claire, 2 to 4, Rice Lake, 2 to 4, Hayward, 1 to 2. So once you get to that line, kind of from Hayward to Park Falls and north, that's actually going to be where you get the least amount of snow, ironically. Most amount, south central and southeast Wisconsin. So just be aware of that. We'll keep you up to date. Brittany Merlot and all of our fine weather people keeping you up to date as the snow moves in. The track apparently is still a little tricky. So just be aware that those totals that I just said, National Weather Service is saying they don't know exactly where the storm is going to track, and that could play havoc with that. So if you have travel plans for later tonight into, say, probably noon tomorrow, you may want to rethink them if you can. Otherwise, allow lots of extra time. Because, again, it's been a while since we had some snow. So people are going to be into their, oh, I forgot how to drive on snow mode. Always a good time had by all.
We normally would have had that already by now, but you know, I guess right. Not with the weather.
Right, exactly. And again, once again, south central and southeast Wisconsin getting a lot more snow than northern Wisconsin. Usually it's, you know, folks up in the north. Northwoods getting all the snow. Not so much this time of year. Or this winter, I guess.
Well, everybody's been short on snow this winter.
Right, exactly. Exactly. We're going to get into the bottom of the hour, by the way, our friend, CP, Chris Pauls, our co-executive producer of this program, a writer, a singer, I call him a media mogul, will be in with all kinds of good and fun and interesting stuff. So Chris Pauls joins us after the bottom of the hour. Looking forward to that with nervous anticipation.
Right now, though, it is time for you to be a big winner. Time once again for Ride Into Spring.
Moving right along in search of good times and good news. With good friends you can't lose.
This could become a habit.
Opportunity knocks once, let's reach out and grab it.
Yeah!
Together we'll nab it.
We'll hitchhike, bus, or yellow cabin.
Cabin?
Cabin? All right.
Move,
very
right
good.
Along.
Move right along. Do you think that's where Charlie Barron's got the keeper moving?
I do not think so, but it is possible.
Right? Charlie is a little bit younger than me. I think in his 40s. But
no, I think he's in his 30s.
Oh, is he? I thought he was like 41-ish or something like that.
It could be.
I
could be wrong.
He'll kill me if he's in his 30s. Good Lord. Anyway, I mean, his catchphrase is keeper moving.
He is 36 years old.
Oh, he'll kill me. I meant to say 26, Charlie. I thought you were 26. By the way, the Cripes Cast with Charlie Barron's every Saturday from noon until 1, followed by our friend Scott Klug's Lost in the Middle podcast. So there, right there is your block on Saturday, noon until 2. Charlie Barron's and Scott Klug.
Or Sunday.
Here's what's going on right now. We are running this great contest. And by the way, a couple of key things here in this Ride Into Spring Civic Media Text to Win contest. We are obligated by our attorneys to tell you it is a statewide contest. It's easy to understand. You think, well, I listen to my local station in Richland Center or Green Bay or Eau Claire, and you might think, well, it's a local contest.
Especially if you're not listening to a statewide program like ours.
Oh, right, exactly. Or you might think to yourself, well, I mean, there's just a regional contest. Some people might think it's a national contest. But no, as a matter of fact, it's a statewide contest. Very important that we let you know that. So here's the deal. You need to, the way you enter this contest is through the Civic Media app. You have to text in, you understand. And this is going on, by the way, all through next Friday. And every single day in the hours of 7, 10, 1, and 3, we should say Monday through Friday, 7, 10, 1, and 3, we will give you a new secret word. And then you text us this secret word for the hour to the Civic Media app, and you're eligible to win one of several wonderful prizes. So you download the Civic Media app, go to your app store if you haven't, Apple or Android. You type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, pops up on your screen. It's fast, it's quick, takes less than a minute. It's free. What Gail King calls a deal. And then you open it up and you choose your favorite hometown station. And you say, well, Todd, there isn't a Civic Media station in my hometown. No problem. Just choose the one that you like the most.
Whatever is the right vibe for you.
Whatever triggers your trigger. Exactly. So you choose a Civic Media station. And then when you do so, on the screen, there'll be a little red button to hit play to listen to us. Right above that is a little button that says text. Text. All right. So you hit that and it takes you right to the text on your phone. And then we're going to give you a word. And if you're entered in and we choose you, here's what you could win. A grand prize of an overnight getaway at the beautiful Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Great place. Have an indoor water park, great brunch, great restaurants, golf course. As my social studies teacher in middle school, Ken Lewis, is fond of saying, a good time had by all. A good time had by all at Chula Vista. If you don't win the grand prize, no worries. Several other prizes. You might win a bike, a brand new bike. Great time of year after the snow melts here. You can ride your bike. Also, a patio love seat, outdoor patio furniture. And then perhaps my favorite prize of all, a three-way blender.
It's a three-in-one blender.
A three-in-one blender. All right, very good. But who doesn't love a good three-in-one blender, you understand? Or a good three-way blender. The weekend is coming, by the way. Anyway, here's the... So open up your Civic Media app, choose your station, and here is your word for the 1 o'clock hour. The word that you need to text to us is bike. Bike. B-I-K-E. B-I-K-E. Bike. That is the word. The secret password for this hour is bike. B-I-K-E. Text it now on the Civic Media app.
Already, the texts are starting to roll in.
This is fantastic. This is exactly what we want. And if you get entered in, you could win that getaway to Chula Vista Resort. You could get a bike, outdoor patio seat, or a three-way blender. It's fantastic. And so a bike. Bike is the secret word.
We have a texter asking, is that a Jerry Falwell blender? And I am not sure. I don't know.
It's only if you use it by the pool with the pool boy. That's the answer to that. But the secret word, text it on your Civic Media app now, bike, B-I-K-E, bike. You can enter once an hour all day long, or, you know, once an hour. We'll give it to you a little bit later on. And then later on at 3 o'clock, Maggie Dawn will have a brand new word for you. How about that? The secret word for this hour on the Civic Media app, bike, B-I-K-E, bike. There's somebody that says they won a Chula Vista thing yesterday. How about that?
That's excellent. Yeah, we're happy to hear it.
Winner. So see, proof that people do win. And here's the great thing. We're not asking you for your credit card. We're not asking you to buy anything. You don't have to be in, you know, all you have to do is just text us.
And be in Wisconsin.
Do you have to be in Wisconsin?
Well, it's statewide.
Well, yeah, it's statewide. But I think if you live in Minnesota, you could still win.
I guess I don't know. I don't know the intricacies.
I don't know. I have to get the attorneys on that. Well, glad to have you, everybody. Look at all these fantastic texts, by the way. We love all these texts. Bike is the secret word here. Bike. Yes.
And we're wishing you luck as every text comes in. As it shows up on our notifications, it has a little four-leaf clover next to your entry. So wishing everybody luck that they win one of those fabulous prizes.
Yeah. I will remind you again later on this hour, and there'll be a new word coming in the 3 o'clock hour on the Maggie Dawn Show as well. Time now, once again, for a little March Madness update. Mr. Sommers, your March Madness update or your brackets. Here we go. Was there music for that or not?
There is now.
Yes, it's your March Madness update. All right, that's enough. Here we go. Your brackets should be locked and loaded and already in. I've got so much going on, by the way. I didn't even get my brackets done in time to enter into the office pool.
Aww.
So I'm out of the pool.
I did mine, but I mostly just clicked random.
I got my bracket here, but I didn't actually enter it in. So anyway, the March Madness is underway. Here's who's playing right now. Michigan State, a 9 versus an 8 seed. This is always fantastic. And what do they say about Michigan State? Don't bet against Tom Izzo in March. Right now, Michigan State leads Mississippi State by a score of 49-39, and there is 12 minutes left to go in the second half there. Then we go to Duquesne taking on BYU. The Duquesne Dukes, number 11, up on number 6 BYU, 38-30 at halftime there for that one. And just underway, over on TNT, it is number 14 Akron and number 3 Creighton. Creighton right now up by 2, 16-14. That just underway. Arizona taking on Long Beach State coming up a little bit later on TBS. Of course, our own Wisconsin Badgers play tomorrow, late game, 8:40-ish, depending upon the first game. You can hear it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network in Richland Center, Racine, Kenosha, Wisconsin Rapids, and Amory. So don't forget that. And Marquette plays tomorrow afternoon. Come back and take some phone calls. 855-752-4842 on the Tyler Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Protect your livelihood with a livestock risk protection policy through Ag Country Farm Credit Services. With an LRP policy, you're covered if the market price unexpectedly drops for fed cattle, feeder cattle, or swine. Coverage options range from 70 to 100%. Get an LRP policy from a team that knows agriculture. Contact your local Ag Country office to learn more. Ag Country. Focused on ag. Focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender and provider.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Bicycle. I want to ride my bicycle.
Welcome back to the Town Ball Show, the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 20 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Glad to have you along. Here's a key thing. You should have pushed your refresh button, Todd, on your computer. So thanks to a fine listener on the March Madness here, the Michigan State game is now in the books. Michigan State, as we don't bet against Tom Izzo in March, Michigan State beat Mississippi State 69-51. Michigan State moves on. That game is over on CBS. Updated score for you with 11:47 left to go in the second half. Duquesne leading BYU 48-40. Akron, number 14, leads 3-seed Creighton by a score of 40. Pardon me, they are now trailing. Creighton now 39 and Akron 34 with, looks like, let me try here, 19 minutes to go. That game just underway in the second half. And then over on TBS right now, it's Long Beach State. Get this. Long Beach State, number 15 seed, leading number 2 Arizona, 18-17, with 10:47 to go in the first half. Lots of time left, but very, very interesting. Long Beach State playing a very emotional game because their coach was fired, Dan Monson, earlier this week or last week, right before the tournament. They won their tournament, got an automatic bid into the NCAAs. Lots of emotion there. Could cause some problems for the Arizona Wildcats. Let's go back to the phones, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Keith in Madison, Middleton. Keith, thanks for listening. Let's see you.
Hey, Todd. How you doing, buddy?
Doing great on a Thursday, my friend.
I'm actually not in Milton right now. Fleeing the snow in the north headed back home. But so you're right about this coming election being extremely tight, and I'm concerned of losing some of our votes to the Jill Stein faction and so forth. And I'm wondering what your thoughts are on how we go about in this country developing a viable third or even fourth party without, this is not the year to do it, but when is it going to be?
Sure.
Because two-party system is just, to me, is just, you, when you have to vote for the lesser of two evils, which I don't, believe me, I like Joe Biden. I really, really do. I think he's doing a great job. I think he's a good human being. But I'm in the minority from a lot of folks. So just watch his thoughts on how we go about maybe making it more optional to have a viable third or fourth party.
Sure. I really appreciate the call. Thank you. Thank you, Keith. And keep her between the lines, as they say. Safe travels wherever you're going there. Keith, originally from hometown, Middleton, anyway. Keith brings up a great point. And we've talked about it a little bit on this show before, but we're going to continue to talk about it. And had the opportunity to talk to, most of my friends, a lot of my friends at least, are younger than me. And, when you're a single dude, you like to have friends who are younger with you because you hope you're nice enough to them that they'll take pity on you when you're old and help you out. So a lot of my friends are younger. So my friend Chris and his girlfriend, they're both in their early 30s. And I had a drink with him here a while back, and his girlfriend is a very accomplished young woman. She has an engineering degree from Stevens Point, I believe, or Stout, one of our state universities. And she told this story that she and several of her contemporaries, young people in their late 20s, early 30s, college educated, and they were at a function, a mixer, and had a drink or two. And, you tend to be a little bit more honest after a beverage. And she said, one by one, they kind of sheepishly, as politics came up, admitted to one another that everybody in this 12-ish or so group of people, young people, had all voted third party in the last election. And they all said they felt rather ashamed because they said, it feels like every time we tell somebody we voted third party, the people make us feel like crap, like trash. And I thought that was really, really interesting to hear that perspective. And we got to talk about politics and what we all do. And so I said, We had a very honest discussion. And she said the same thing that Keith said, that I'm tired of the two-party system. And I said, I get it. I'm not a particular fan of the Electoral College, but it ain't going to change before this fall, obviously. And I said, I just don't think that I know that third party is not viable. And again, check out the Lost in the Middle podcast with Scott Klug here in Civic Media. He did a whole show on third parties. Do you know who the last third party candidate that was successful was? We should have done this as a trivia question, but we won't. Don't have time. The last third party candidate that was successful, i.e. won, in the United States of America, Abraham Lincoln. With the third party Republican Party, who took on the Democrats and the Whigs. Now, look, you had Fighting Bob La Follette ran as progressive. You had Teddy Roosevelt come back and after running as Republican, run for the Bull Moose Party. In more recent times, Ross Perot in 92. But there's only been one successful third party run, and that was Abraham Lincoln. So to think that third party is going to win this year, whether it's Jill Stein or Robert Kennedy Jr., whoever, not going to happen. There is nearly zero chance.
Can we maybe get there someday? Yes.
Yeah.
This year?
Yes.
No.
Yes, exactly. That I do believe that there's going to be a point when a third party, because I also support ranked choice voting. I support fusion voting. We can get into more of those later. I do think that a third party, not this election cycle, but the next one or the election cycle after, absolutely has a chance to happen. And this young person I was talking to, she said, well, that's what we always hear. You know, it's always going to be tomorrow. Always going to be tomorrow. We have to vote for the lesser of two evils now. And I said, look, I get that. As someone who's, 20 years older than you, I can try to appreciate your viewpoint. But I think the important thing is here, and Trigvi Olsen's talked about this, is not to shame people for trying to understand why they want to vote third party. Try to appreciate the frustration. And then to help persuade people by giving them facts and information. And one of the things I talk about, particularly people that might be more inclined to vote for Joe Biden, is that if Donald Trump gets another term, if he's there for four more years, it is very likely he will get two more U.S. Supreme Court appointments. And that will solidify the Supreme Court conservative, ultra-conservative, into perpetuity. And, that's something to think about. If Donald Trump gets another term, not only is it women's health care and right to an abortion, it's also going back to no-fault divorce, where women don't have a say in their divorce. It's getting rid of contraception. These are the extremist type of things that are coming up in a second Trump term. So the question is, do you want to risk that now by voting third party, which nearly every vote for a third party in 2024 is a vote to get President Trump, former President Trump, back in office? And that's what I was talking about earlier in the show. We have to create a coalition of folks to come together to vote for Joe Biden, to preserve democracy. And once we preserve democracy, then we can talk about next cycle. Myself personally, I think we're probably 8 years away from a viable third party run. But I do think it'll happen because I think that the current system is unsustainable, particularly for younger people. I just don't think that younger people are going to put up with what we have now as the current system. But is it going to happen this year? No. And that's why we have to vote for Joe Biden. Great call, Keith. Really, really appreciate it. Coming back on the other side, talk to our friend Chris Pauls. Don't go anywhere for a Thursday. It's the Todd Allbull Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Thursday on Nightlight, I welcome comedian Vince Moranto. It's Nightlight from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Historical Society is taking over an historic theater in Baraboo. The Al Ringling Theater will become an extension of Circus World. It'll continue to serve as a home for local and regional performing arts. The Al Ringling Theater was built in 1915. A conservative group wants Kyle Rittenhouse to speak to college students in Ohio. Rittenhouse killed two people during the Kenosha riots 4 years ago. Ali Greco is a student who wants to keep him off the Kent State University campus.
This past with violence, having it on campus is going against Kent State's mission, which includes ethical and humanitarian values in the service of Ohio and the global community. And this is not ethical, and this does not promote those values at all.
Four students were shot to death at Kent State in 1970. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. School resource officers are expected to return to St. Louis County schools in the near future. According to a Northern News Now report, an adjustment regarding the ability of school resource officers to use reasonable force was signed into law last week, which has quelled fears from the St. Louis County Sheriff's Office that forced them to pause the school resource officer program. The new law requires additional training for school resource officers, so they likely won't be returning to schools until next school year. Ashland residents are coming together in an effort to save Northland College. The school announced last week that it needs $12 million by April 3rd or it would be forced to close at the end of the spring semester. The Ashland Parks and Recreation Department is hosting a party and fundraiser for the college on Friday, with the entry fees going to Northland College. The fundraisers will have carnival games, a silent auction, and food. It will be free for students and faculty to attend and $5 for everyone else. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Pete with the 60-second showbiz beat. Life is a gamble, especially when you gamble. Last week, News Nation reported that Bruno Mars owed $50 million to MGM Resorts from gambling debts. Mars is under contract with MGM, where he makes $1.5 million a night, which means if the rumors are true, it's going to take him 5 weeks to pay off that $50 million. MGM went on the record saying they are proud of the relationship they have with Mars, who is one of the world's most thrilling and dynamic performers, and a guy you definitely want at your poker table. Fans of the royal family continue to be concerned about the well-being of Kate Middleton. Rest easy, the New York Post reports that Middleton's professional look-alike, 43-year-old Heidi Hagen, is finally speaking to the media. Hagen, who has impersonated Kate since 2012 at parties and meet-and-greets, says recent photos of William and Kate are legitimate. She says it is not her in the photos, as some have claimed. I mean, if you can't believe an impersonator look-alike, who can you believe? In a related story, Prince William was seen with Elvis. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
The calm before the storm. Clouds begin to thicken and snow chances start to move in after 10 p.m. The heaviest hit of snow will be overnight into early tomorrow morning. It'll start to lighten up and scatter out as we go through Friday afternoon, leaving us with around 2 to 5 inches. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas through the whole premiere. His biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Like smelt fries and music on the river, we're uniquely Amory. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tata Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 34 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock on a Thursday, March 21st, 2024. A little Super Tanker. Is that what you dialed up there, Mr.
Indeed.
Mr. Zomers?
Broiler by Super Tanker.
Broiler by Super Tanker. And let me tell you, if you ever want to get things hot, use a broiler. That's exactly what you need. Great. Joining us, we believe, a little bit later on this half hour, our very own CP, Chris Paul's media mogul, will be in with some information. In the meantime, Mr. Zomers, when we're ready, let me know. But let's dial up a little What's Worse music, because we do have a What's Worse in the can and ready to go. It takes a little bit of setup. So here's the setup on this What's Worse. We all know that that Donald Trump has not been able to make his bond. Yeah, I believe today is the deadline for Trump to get the millions of dollars in order to make bond. Has not been able to make bond yet in this fraud case in New York. Risks losing Trump Tower or Mar-a-Lago or other properties. So that's part of it. The other part of it, and maybe you haven't heard this, there was a big settlement with the National Realtors this year. Like people that help you find a house or sell your house. Anybody who's bought or sold a house knows that usually you have to end up paying the realtor 6%. All right, 6%. Well, they just had a big lawsuit, and now they're getting rid of that. You no longer are required to have to do that 6% on real estate. It was kind of a scam, to be honest.
Yeah.
And so the question is, well, first of all, let's open it up here. Time now once again for What's Worse. This or that, 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 this or that. Then, of course, the choice is yours. You can get with this or you can get with that. You can get with this or you can get with that. Time once again for What's Worse. There are no prizes. There is nothing to give away. You're not going to win any money, but it is your chance to be heard on statewide radio. What's worse? Here is today's topic. What's worse? That Donald Trump can't make bond, or that real estate agents colluded to make you pay 6%? Give us a call. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse? That Donald Trump can't make bond, or that real estate agents were colluding to make us pay 6%. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842.
I know my answer.
What's your answer?
My answer is that I am happy that Donald Trump is broke and can't pay for bond. So I think it's definitely worse that real estate, you know, was colluding to make us pay 6%, because that's massive on a house.
I kind of agree with you. Yeah, yes, it's bad that Trump can't make bond. Well, I think what he
it's
did
bad for him,
right? What he did, you know, what he got convicted of is worse, the fraud.
Exactly.
Right. So yes, I agree. It's actually worse that real estate agents in this country for years colluded to make people pay 6%.
But do you agree with us?
That's the question for all of you. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, that Donald Trump can't make bond, at least so far, or that real estate agents colluded to make you pay 6%? I know you've talked about this, Mr. Zomers, as a generation Xer or a Z-er. Sorry, I get my letters mixed up. A Gen Z-er. You've said, you know, people in your generation, in their 20s, have real concerns about whether you'll ever be able to buy a house or not.
Yeah, it's just kind of an assumption, unless either if your family has money or you have a good job secured early. I think a lot of people in my generation just assume they're not going to be able to get a house.
Right.
Like, I have some friends who either already have a house or are on their way to. However, one of them lives in an area where real estate's pretty cheap, a small town outside Manitowoc, and he just bought the house from his parents, fully intending to stay there and take care of them while he lives there. So that makes perfect sense. But
yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
In case you haven't heard, this is the kind of the backstory on this, because it didn't get the press that it probably should have. Here from CNN, the 6% commission, a standard in home purchase transactions, is no more. In a sweeping move expected to dramatically reduce the cost of buying and selling a home, the National Association of Realtors announced a week ago a settlement with groups of home sellers agreeing to end landmark antitrust lawsuits by paying, get this, $418 million in damages and eliminating the rules on commissions. The National Association of Realtors, which represents more than 1 million realtors, also agreed to put in place a set of new rules. One prohibits agents' compensation from being included on listings placed on local centralized listing portals known as multiple listing services, which critics say led brokers to push more expensive properties on consumers or customers. Another one of the new rules actually ends, my page right, ends requirements that brokers subscribe to multiple listing services, many of which were owned by National Association of Realtors subsidiaries, where homes are given a wide viewing of a local market. Another new rule will require buyers' brokers to enter into written agreements with their buyers. It gets a little complicated in the weeds, but the bottom line is this whole thing about real estate agents saying, well, you know, we get 6%, 3% for us and 3% for the other person. That's gone. So don't be bamboozled. So we ask you, what's worse? That Donald Trump cannot make bond or that real estate agents were colluding to make us pay 6%. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go to our ongoing contributor and friend, Mr. Jeff Perry. Jeffrey, what say you?
Bike.
That's the text word of the hour. Bike. That is correct.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got to go with the. I got to agree with Aaron and go with the real estate thing on this. But I really called in because I have a question for Mr. Pauls. Is he?
he's apparently he needs a new bike, but he's not here yet. We're waiting.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, Gilligan. No, it's all fine. It's all fine because we have a lot of other stuff. But yeah, go ahead.
Well, I just want you know, did I win? This is a contest.
Well, there is, again, in this one, there is no money to give away. It is not a competition. It's only an exhibition. Please, no wagering.
Also, oh, okay. No blender.
I understand though.
Yeah, there is a three-way blender available in the other contest. Oh. Which I think sounds like a party at Ron Swingham's house back in the day. But anyway, that's all to the kettle of fish.
I'll ask my wife if I can come. That's great. Thanks,
right. Permission's always good. Permission's always good. Thank you, Mr. Perry. Always a pleasure. Our ongoing contributor, right. Mr. Perry. Joanne up at RCE, WRCE in Richland Center, says, I agree with Aaron and Todd. Real estate collusion affects me if I want to sell my real estate. Trump's bond does not. So there you go. I see this. Usually you would think, well, the Trump stuff is worse. But I think we're finding out that not so much. Again, what's worse? That Donald Trump can't make bond or that real estate agents have colluded to make us pay 6%. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You could also text us on the Civic Media app. Here's somebody texting in on WMDX in Madison saying, definitely the worst is the realtors. There should be a class action lawsuit where everyone gets that money back. Well, it sounds, I'm not an expert on this, but it sounds like there was a big lawsuit here. I guess if you missed out on the class action lawsuit, I guess it's our own fault.
I guess.
Do you ever see those TV commercials like, if you or your family have been affected by blah, 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 call now.
So many, especially when I was younger. It's, if you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, you may be entitled to significant financial compensation.
Did you do that ad?
No, but I heard it about a million times.
You sound just like it. I had a case of mesothelioma back in college, got some penicillin, cleared it right up. So it
was, is that so? I don't know what it is. I've seen so many ads on it, but I have no idea what mesothelioma is. I'm going to look it up.
Look it up. I don't know. It's probably something terrible we shouldn't be joking about, but I don't know. But yes, I'm sure there's one of these type of ads out there of class action lawsuits, and we missed out.
It is a lung cancer, most commonly from asbestos.
Well, clearly we should not be making fun of it, but yes. See, that's the problem with comedy sometimes, but yes. We did not mean to make fun of the condition, but the ads go, they get a little crazy, right?
They sure do.
Yeah. Anyway, if you want, we'll give you another chance here. What's worse, by the way, we're playing What's Worse right now. What's worse, that Donald Trump cannot make bond, or that real estate agents colluded to make you pay 6%? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse? I agree. It's the real estate stuff. 6% adds up to a lot of money, by the way. I mean, tens of, I mean, on a property today. I didn't know this, by the way. Take a guess. What, this is the entire, remember, this is not Wisconsin. This is the entire United States of America. What do you feel the average price American home is today for sale on the market? What's the average home on the market price today?
I imagine there are a lot of cheaper houses dragging it down, but there's probably plenty of million, $4 million, $6 million homes. I don't know. I'm going to put it at $250,000.
That's a good guess. I would have probably said maybe $350,000. According to this article in CNN, the average priced American home for sale today, $417,000.
Oh, gross.
$417,000. Sellers are paying more than $25,000 in brokerage fees. And you wonder why your realtor is driving a Mercedes or a BMW, right? Those costs are passed on to the buyer, according to this article, boosting the price of homes in America. The fee could fall between $6,000 and $12,000, according to analysts. So think about that. Think how much money gets tagged onto the price of a home simply because people want to make this 6%.
Well, I mean, it's how so many industries have worked. It's like now you can, with Craigslist and everything, you can sell cars to a person, whereas before, if you always had to use a dealer, it's just a middleman. Like, right. We no longer need car dealerships in the same way that we used to. And so now they can't charge quite as much just because they feel like it, but still.
I talked to you last weekend. I was down in Milwaukee. Some of my friends, Carrie and Bill down there. And Bill is a real wheeler and dealer. He's one of these guys. And everybody knows one of these guys, right? Most of us know one of these guys who they have an innate ability to get a deal on a car. I've rarely had that ability.
Or I have a friend who flips guitars in the same way.
Really? Yeah. And Bill, I mean, he's trading every 3 years or so. And he was telling me about some of these deals he had. And they were incredible. But you have to know, so he brought in, I mean, he knows how to like basically pit CarX against the dealership when they're next door to each other. And wow. I basically told the dealer, what you're going to do is I'm going to give you this car. You're going to go over to CarX. You're going to sell it to them. And we're going to do all, he has it all laid out. And they looked at him and said, sure.
Oh my gosh.
Now, I try to do something like that, and they just laugh. But anyway. So, yeah, I'm glad that this lawsuit got settled, that by and large, these 6% commissions for realtors are going away. But think about that. The average price of a home, $417,000, if you take into account all the entire state or all the entire United States of America. I'd be interested to see what the average price in Wisconsin is right now.
We'll have to find out.
We'll have to find out. Anyway, that's going to wrap it up for another edition. Let's close it up, Mr. Zomers. Another edition of What's Worse? This or that. 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 Then, of course, the choice is yours. You can get with this or you can get with that. Once again, we have rounded out another rousing edition of What's Worse. It was rousing. Thank you to Mr. Perry. Thanks for saving us there, Jeffrey. We appreciate that. We'll come back and give you one more chance to win some great prizes, some actual prizes, not just bragging rights, but prizes on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Welcome back to the Tahlequah Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 before the hour of 2 o'clock. That's 10 minutes away from Maggie Dawn taking over these airwaves every afternoon from 2 until 4. The Maggie Dawn Show. Do not miss it. Always great information for you. She's going to be giving away, as a matter of fact, another chance to win our Ride into Spring Text to Win contest. She'll have a new keyword for you, a new mystery word in the 3 o'clock hour. But right now, I'm going to give you one more shot this hour to win. You can enter once per hour. If you haven't entered yet, now's the time to do it. Here's what's on the line. An all-expense trip, overnight trip to beautiful Chula Vista in Wisconsin Dells. Or as we say in Richland Center, the Wisconsin Dells. Anyway, at Wisconsin Dells. It's going to be a great time had by all. And you can win that. You can also win a bike. And what's better for a spring than a brand new bike? You can win that. Also, in true Price is Right form, some beautiful outdoor patio furniture. I believe a patio love seat is part of the gift prize there. You can win. And of course, my favorite prize of the entire kit and caboodle, a three-way blender. So that's fantastic.
Close enough.
Oh, three-in-one blender. I misread that. Anyway, these are all prizes you can win. Here's how you do it. If you have not downloaded the CBS, well, do that too. But the Civic Media app, download the Civic Media app. You're going to open it up, Apple or Android, both work fine. And you'll see a little red button that says play. Well, for you choose a station. So choose, it could be WRCE in Richland Center, WMDX in Madison, WAUK, the Shaw in Waukesha, the Tap up in Eau Claire, WGBW, the Talk of Green Bay, all these fine stations. You choose your station and you click on that. Then right above the red play button, you'll see it says text and a couple little bubbles, like word bubbles, text. Hit that icon and then text the word right now. The word this hour for the next 7 minutes is bike. B-I-K-E. Bike.
And Andrew from Verona, thank you for texting in. You do have to say bike and not bicycle. I know you did. I see you entered it properly.
See, this is what I love about this contest. Andrew is thinking all the time. Andrew in Verona says, maybe I can get a twofer. I'll text bike and then the other, the bicycle. No. We only are, this hour, the only acceptable answer is bike, spelled B-I-K-E, bike.
Andrew from Verona did also ask the other day if he gets extra points for using it in a sentence. And to clarify,
no.
The answer is no. In fact, you will not get an entrance at all if you use it in a sentence.
You cannot use anything in a sentence. It has to be. No, it's not a prize in comfortable shoes. Bike.
Or
Mike. B-I-K-E, bike. That's what we have to use here. Be very careful when texting. The mystery word this hour. I love that I get my game show, password voice. The word this hour is bike. Bike. B-I-K-E. It's kind of my public radio voice. No, not that. Not Republican. That's a game show.
Yeah, that's Password.
Yes, that's Password, yeah. Bike, B-I-K-E, text it on the Civic Media app right now, and you too could be on your way to beautiful Chula Vista Resort, where you can wear your bathing suit, lounge around inside, get in the golf course, whatever you want to do, enjoy yourself. And also a bike, patio love seat, or a blender. So all those things.
I think your public radio voice might be missing something. You need to...
Slurp?
I couldn't take a sip out of this water bottle. I tried. It didn't really work.
Here you... It's a good thing we're almost done at this hour. Anyway, it's a fabulous giveaway. The Ride into Spring Text to Win contest. We're doing it tomorrow as well. And then all next week. Monday through Friday. So be listening. Don't turn your radio off, because we give away a new word on the hours of 7, 10, 1, and 3, Monday through Friday. 7 a.m., 10 a.m., 1 p.m., 3 p.m., Monday through Friday. Another word tomorrow. And, of course, coming up on the Maggie Dawn Show at 3 o'clock. So there you go. Update for you on the NCAA March Madness tournament here on CBS and the affiliates. Right now, the North Carolina game just getting underway. North Carolina, a one seed, taking on a 16, Wagner. I like to call it Wagner. It's Wagner. Right now, North Carolina leads 8-6 early on in that one, just underway there in that game. Also at the half right now. This is interesting. Number 2, Arizona, leads the number 15 seed, Long Beach State, 41-35. A very tight game for a 2 versus a 15. Again, Arizona 41, Long Beach State 35 at the half. Just underway in the second half right now, it is the 3 seed, Creighton, leading Akron by a score of 56-42. And in the second half, about 10 minutes to go in that one, and it's Duquesne leading BYU 69-64 right now. Actually, the time it's very small in my glasses here. Those are actually seconds, not minutes. So it looks like Duquesne, unless BYU can pull something out here in the last 5 seconds, Duquesne's going to beat BYU. That's your update right now. Also later on tomorrow, we're going to have a live report from the Marquette game, the Marquette Golden Eagles taking on, I'm not sure exactly, let me look at my sheet here. I got it right here in front of me, Western Kentucky. How could I forget Western Kentucky? I believe that game time is tomorrow at 1:30 on TNT. And then our own Wisconsin Badgers take on James Madison on CBS television around 8:40. But the best way to enjoy the game, of course, is right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. And Matt LaPay and Brian Butch will have that call for you here on Civic Media. You can listen over the air in Richland Center, Racine, Kenosha, Wisconsin Rapids, and Amory. Or you can listen for free on one of those stations via the app. So all kinds of very, very busy week here, Mr. Zomers, surrounding things up.
Indeed, indeed.
Tomorrow on the big show, we will have Mr. Zomers' Board Game of the Week. So looking forward in nervous anticipation to that. Of course, we'll have a live report from the Marquette game tomorrow and your phone calls and news as well. Stay tuned now for Maggie Dawn next, coming up here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be back tomorrow. Appreciate everybody who played along today. Appreciate all the phone calls. Mr. Zomer is doing a great job on the board. This is Todd Allball saying, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging on your drum. See you tomorrow.
In touch with the City of Lakes. In touch with you. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Friday morning on Up North News Radio, media critic Mark Jacob, national correspondent Kia Vakil, and Brittany Merlo's weekend forecast.
The
Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I ate at gas stations today. You took me to the finer gas station.
You drove, dude. What are you talking about? You're a grown-ass man. You go get yourself a piece of cherry pie, man. What do you want me to do?
Do I look like a roasted turkey to you right now? I know you're hungry. Like the cartoon style?
You do look like a...
Beef? A little piece of bacon, a slab of meat, something?
Oh, yeah.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Egypt for meetings on the Israel-Hamas war and impact on Palestinians.